in the boat beside which George ran now. He had made it sitting up in bed, his back propped against a pile of pillows, while their mother played Für Elisa on the piano in the parlor, and rain swept restlessly against his bedroom window. About three quarters of the way down the block, as one headed toward the intersection and the dead traffic light, Wycham Street was blocked to motor traffic by smudge pots and four orange sawhorses. Stenciled across each of the horses was Derry Department of Public Works. Beyond them, the rain had spilled out of gutters clogged with branches and rocks and big sticky piles of autumn leaves. The water had first pried fingerholds in the paving, and then snatched whole greedy handfuls, all of this by the third day of the rains. By noon of the fourth day, big chunks of the street's surface were boating through the intersection of Jackson and Wycham like miniature whitewater rafts. By that time, many people in Derry had begun to make nervous jokes about arcs. The Public Works Department had managed to keep Jackson Street open, but Wycham was impassable from the sawhorses all the way to the center of town. But everyone agreed the worst was over. The Kanduskeag stream had crested just below its banks in the Barrens, and bare inches below the concrete sides of the canal, which channeled it tightly as it passed through downtown. Right now, a gang of men, Zach Dembro,